Dr. Kopinski dictating a female IME on July 3 regarding Gladys, G-L-A-D-Y-S, Ramirez, R-A-M-I-R-E-Z. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Ramirez as described in the reports cited above. Pierce is now a 51-year-old woman who again recalls injuring her left knee at work on a stairway on 2-8-13. Pierce did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Pierce did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Pierce did admit to undergoing arthroscopic surgery on this knee at the age of 19. Period. New paragraph on 1-17-20, she received an order approving settlement to be inserted here. Pierce then applied for a reopener. Period. In that regard, she saw Dr. Zook on 2-17-21. Period. He noted treating her previously and recommended cortisone and orthovisc injection protocol for her left knee condition. Period. She had previously been treated by Dr. Zubinski and injections were given. Period. MRI of the left knee did not reveal any meniscal tears or acute osseous injury. Period. She completed the orthovisc injection protocol at Pace Orthopedics on 11-26-18. Period. She then returned on 2-18-19 and received a cortisone injection and a custom knee brace. Period. Another corticosteroid injection was given on 5-29-13. Period. She continued to work as a housekeeping supervisor, but as of October 2020, she was has been out of work on medical leave. Period. Dr. Zook diagnosed unilateral post-traumatic osteoarthritis of the left knee, for which he opined further causally related treatment was indicated. Period. She then underwent an injection to the left knee with cortisone on 4-19-21. She then underwent a series of orthovisc injections. Period. These were administered on the listed procedure dates above. Period. She followed up with Dr. Zook 3-7-25-21. Period. Her fourth of four orthovisc injections was given on 6-10-21. Period. On the last visit, she reported she had responded to the cortisone injection in the past. Period. She did undergo another corticosteroid injection. Pierce was scheduled to take a vacation out of the country for a few months and would contact Dr. Zook for a reevaluation. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. The exam was conducted in the presence of a same-gender bilingual medical assistant / scribe. Period. General appearance. She related she needs surgery on her right knee because she has tears in a ligament there. Period. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed portal scars of the left knee attributable to her remote surgery. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4+/5 for right quadriceps strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. She had severe tenderness to palpation about the left patella, common medial joint line, common and inferior aspect transversely, but there was none on the right. Modified for provocative maneuvers, the knees were negative. Thoracic inspection revealed a midline scar in the upper thoracic region for her spinal cord stimulator electrodes. Period. Number sacral, she ambulated with Antalgia on the left, using a cane in her right hand. Paired, she was unable to stand on her heels, but could stand on her toes. Paired, she changed position slowly and was able to squat to 30 degrees. Paired inspection revealed a scar overlying the left buttocks with a palpable subcutaneous firm object consistent with her stimulator battery. Paired active flexion was to 45 degrees and extension to 15 degrees. Paired bilateral rotation and side bending were accomplished fully. Paired, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 2-8-13, Gladys Ramirez injured her left knee, as marked in my prior reports. Paired, since evaluated here, she received an order approving settlement on 1-17-20. Paired, she then applied for a reopener. Paired, she returned to Dr. Zook on 2-17-21, who administered various injections to the knee. Paired, his last visit with her was on 7-25-21 when she was leaving the country for a few months on vacation. Period. New paragraph, the current examination. Found she ambulated with Antalgia on the left, using a cane in her right hand. Period. She had full range of motion of the left knee. Period. There was severe tenderness to both tenderness to palpation about the left knee. Period, modified provocative maneuvers at the knees were negative. Period, she had heel scarring on the back consistent with the spinal cord stimulator implantation. Period. She also relates she needs surgery for her right knee. Period, new paragraph. My opinions regarding permanency and causation are the same and will be marked. Period. End.